selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
It's about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around you.
Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amey, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Oh, man. So here we are. I just remember just a couple episodes ago, we're welcoming in the new year. And here we are. We're sitting at the end of January. The best thing about it is just around the corner is finally some warm weather. I'm like freezing in Southern California. So
I know, Larry, you are suffering there in LA. It's just got to be so rough, and all of our Midwest and Canadian listeners just tuned out. So thanks a lot, Larry. Hey, welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. If you're new, you've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And Larry, we're riding on a high right now because the Authentic Selling Challenge, year two of the Authentic Selling Challenge, was fantastic. And I'm so excited about the community of like-hearted, we say like-minded, but I think it's like-hearted sales professionals that have gathered together here right now at the beginning of this year and said, let's make this the best year yet, not just financially, but also in fulfillment and heart, and all of it is so exciting right now, Larry.
Yeah, I'm just, the Authentic Selling Challenge was just a blast, first of all, but it just got authenticity, in my opinion. What we talk about at Selling from the Heart, it's a lifestyle. It's not a light switch. This is the year in 2022 to bring your heart right smack up onto the business table.
That's right. So if you missed it, no worries. We recorded it. You can go to AuthenticSellingChallenge.com and download all the recordings from the past week. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal content. You want to experience it. You want to share that with your peers and maybe even your clients that have sales teams. I think they're really going to enjoy AuthenticSellingChallenge. Let's get that right, Larry.
There you go. Come on, man.
Hey, by the way, this episode is brought to you by your friends at the Selling from the Heart Insiders Group. And if you're looking for a community of sales professionals that share your values of authenticity, you want to come hang out with us in the Selling from the Heart Insiders Group.
It's been so amazing to see this community grow. And it was just late last year that the word started to get out and people are starting to take notice. Daryl, I'm so thankful. It's just the community's coming together. People are connecting. I always say they're building micro communities inside Selling from the Heart Insiders Group. It's amazing.
It's really incredible. So come join us, sellingfromtheheart.net/insiders. You can try it free for 30 days. And we'd love to have you in the community. It's just been an incredible, incredible thing. And I think it's going to be a great catalyst to the type of year we want to have and to also avoiding stress and burnout. And that brings us to today's topic, Larry. We're going to have a great conversation today. So why don't you introduce our new friend, Brandon, and let's dive in.
Yeah. Just a quick backstory is this is, by the way, this is going to be a great conversation with Brandon Floarty, but if for all of our listeners, this goes back to a couple episodes ago where we had our good friend and dear friend Tim Ojai on the podcast talking about stress in the sales force and in the workforce. And we're going to have a fantastic conversation around this. So Brandon Floarty, welcome to Selling from the Heart. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, Larry, Daryl, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And as we get started, Brandon, you know the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers, and that is, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Yeah, I think for me, it comes down to two things, and these are choices we can make as individuals. The first one is intention, and the second thing is meaning. So if I unpack intention, this is what I mean. I think we've all gotten into sales because we crave autonomy, we crave the earnings that come with selling, but when I made the pivot of leading with internal motivation versus external motivation, extrinsic motivation, like being on top of the leaderboard, those big commission checks, I actually accelerated my deal cycles. I actually closed bigger deals. It kind of goes back to authenticity that you were opening the show with. So when I was intentional with, hey, it's literally about helping real people, the folks that I was sitting in a room with, putting their daughter through college by helping get this deal done, or hiring new folks at our company because this deal could be done, or whatever it is, it wasn't the commission checks anymore. It wasn't President's Club. It was truly helping other people. Sales is really a human centric role, and bringing the human component back into it was something really powerful for me. And then the second thing, meaning. I think it's really important that we bring meaning into all of our activities every single day. And a perfect example of this is our account list. Does your account list have personal meaning to you? Mm-hmm. And when I went through an exercise of reprioritizing my account list based off of criteria that meant something to me personally, again, I was able to accelerate deal cycles and close larger deals. I moved really big accounts off of my account list to allow others to pursue it who I knew had expertise. I'm talking Walmart, the world's largest company, moved it off my list. Apple, because it didn't quite fit in the criteria I had defined for myself. So I think intention and meaning, you combine those two, which you have full control over as an individual contributor, you're opening up a whole new universe for yourself. That's what moves to sell from the heart for me.
Mm. Oh, hey, Daryl, this is so good. And before we really dive into the podcast, I just want to just camp on this for just a quick second, because I love about the two words, attention and meeting. Help us just walk through this just a little bit, a little deeper, because there'll be some people out there going, okay, well, I think I get it, but I'm not quite sure. But I will tell you this from experience is your clients and your future clients, they can tell immediately when you're bringing intention and meaning to the forefront. So can you just help, can you just dive into this just a little bit further, as far as walk us through some of the things that you do to lead with intention and meaning? And then I can't wait to dive into this thing even deeper, Daryl.
Yeah. I think it comes from a space that a lot of sellers aren't willing to go to, which is that quiet time, that space to really be alone with yourself. To be alone with your thoughts. And I think that's a powerful place we need to actually systemize and give ourselves intentionally every single day. Because when we have a little bit of quiet time, when we can turn off Slack, when we can turn off the ability to not be on back-to-back-to-back Zoom calls and have a little bit of space for ourselves individually, that's when we can start to become more aligned with what's important to ourselves in our life. We can start to look out to where we want to be in the future, and then look back on all of our efforts, all of our actions, and be proud of those efforts. So the only way to get there, though, is you've got to create the quiet space for yourself to, whether that's through meditation, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through writing, whether it's through reading. Finding those quiet moments of time will allow you to, again, be more intentional. And then when you're intentional, I am doing this for this reason, because it aligns to my North Star, where I truly want to go in life. I think that's a really powerful place, because that will naturally allow you to be authentic. You don't have to think about, oh, I've got to be this person in front of this prospect, or this person in front of that client. You can just authentically be yourself, because you know your intentions are pure, and everything that you do every single day is moving you closer to that North Star. And then again, meaning just means, why am I doing this? You're asking yourself literally constantly, why am I working on this account? Why am I reaching out to this person? Am I delivering value by sending this email or reaching out to them on LinkedIn, sending this video, picking up the phone and calling this person? What is the meaning? Why are you doing what you're doing?
Great questions. Oh. Great questions. And a really good segue. By the way, I almost want to hit pause because I've got like eight things I want to write down that I felt like I just had one of those quiet moments while you were talking. But yeah, thank you for that. And this is a really good segue into the topic today, which is stress and burnout in sales. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm just seeing crystal clear right now. That one of the big causes of stress and burnout in sales is we're doing stuff that's meaningless, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a treadmill, right? And here we are at the beginning of a new year, you know, first quarter, boards wiped out, you know, you're back to zero and you know, horrible sales managers love to rub that in your face, right? And all of that. But I'd love to, if you have such an incredible story, of stress and burnout in your life. Would you be willing to share some of that with our audience just to give some context here? Because it is truly inspirational where you've come.
Yeah. I mean, throughout my adulthood, I've struggled with both physical health issues, which I'll talk about in a minute, mental health issues, suffered from depression. I've had a panic attack early in my career in front of a client where it felt like molasses was in my was in my mouth, and it took forever to try to get the words out in front of a client, and blood was rushing to my head. I thought I was going to pass out. And I think a lot of those things again came through not managing my health effectively, wearing a lack of sleep, for instance, like a badge of honor, which is, you know, very true in sales, very true with entrepreneurs. But I think that's starting to shift. And then even in my early 30s, dating myself, I've got the gray hair now, but going back about a decade, I landed in the hospital with a stroke, a mini stroke.
Wow.
And, you know, my vision was affected for a while. In one eye, I was almost practically blind. And there were no known causes. Usually the cause for a stroke for a young person would be one of two reasons, which I didn't fit into either of those categories. You either have a hole in your heart that you're born with, and after a battery of tests, that wasn't the case, or you're doing some serious hard drugs, and that was definitely not the case. So the only thing that, you know, I could sort of pinpoint, again, I'm not a doctor, was how hard I was hustling at the time, constantly, you know, running on that hamster wheel, highly caffeinated at all times, you know, thinking about work and after hours, sacrificing, you know, my relationship with my spouse and those things. It was a big wake-up call. Unfortunately, at the time, I didn't really sort of correlate the two things, and I slipped back into some of those bad habits. And I'll get a reminder actually with fuzziness in my eye, ironically, like when I'll catch myself, when I do slip into those bad habits, I start to get a little bit of fuzziness in that, my left eye. But luckily, really it was the onset of the pandemic. I started setting down a path towards prioritizing my health, and ironically, just like being intentional, finding meaning in my work, when I prioritize my health over hustling, I actually closed more last year than ever in my career. I was much more intentional in looking at things like my sleep, managing my sleep debt, integrating my work and life to find more harmony, taking breaks and resting more often, being deliberate about taking vacations. Again, I was able to actually deliver a higher value and more impact for my prospects and clients in that capacity when I was at my best. I call it enlightened empathy, which is prioritize yourself first so that you can deliver more to others. And that was the case last year.
oh wow, this is that was a mirror moment, because I'm the first one, Brandon, to raise my hand and say guilty with a lot of that you had just shared. So
yeah,
we appreciate you being so open about this. And I think there's a couple words you use that I think salespeople wear as a badge of honor. It's hustle mm-hmm. and grind. Yeah. And, you know, we live in this digitally crazed world, right? Spend any amount of time on insert name of any social platform, and you're going to just see people just talking about hustle and grind and, you know, to the point where, you know, people go, what am I really doing? And then they try to emulate that. And, yep. You know, can you walk us through some more of this? I'm just fascinated by, you know, How'd you overcome it? And yeah. What's your morning look like? And what do you really do to work on yourself to work through this? I'd be curious.
Yeah. So before getting into sales, you know, early in my career, early in adulthood, I was trying to be a professional soccer player. I think I learned very quickly when I got to Europe. I was with a first division club in Eastern Europe, and I quickly learned that my ambition far outweighed my talents. but I did run into some injury issues, and that I didn't earn the contract. I didn't win the contract. I did come back to the States, went back to school. I left college early to go pursue that. But I came back, you know, went back to school. But that year and a half that I spent in Europe gave me some foundational elements that I've taken into my sales career. And part of those things was a structured schedule, discipline, focus, the ability to learn things quickly and apply those things so that you can improve a little bit each and every day. And what I experienced with a professional club in Europe, where soccer is literally treated like a religion, is you have your main head coach, you have your coaching staff on teaching technique and helping with tactics, but you have a mindset coach, you have a strength and conditioning coach, you have someone helping you with the press, someone helping you manage your money, you have obviously your agent if you're at that level. So you have all this support behind you, helping you to optimize every single facet of your life so that you can be the best player possible. Yet we get into sales and we talk a lot about the similarities between sports and sales. And we talk a lot about, oh, salespeople are the athletes of the business world. Yet where's that mindset coach? Where's that strength and conditioning coach? Where's the wellness? Where's the money management? All those things, I haven't seen it in my career. And I think that's the missing ingredient. Again, to go back to what I was saying earlier, sales, especially complex selling, is still a very human-centered phenomenon and industry. And yet we over-index on the technology, we over-index on the data, we over-index on the sales metrics and the activity metrics that I think has put us in this tough spot of hustle and grinding and killing it and crushing it and hustle culture. Whereas if we can focus on harmonizing the elements that are important in our human lives, like mental health, like nutrition, like sleep, like balance, those are the things that I think we really need to be mindful of in 2022, finally, and beyond, if we really want to be hyper successful as sales individuals and as sales teams.
Such an important mindset here for sales leaders that I see. You know, the investment over the last couple of decades in technology for sales to help increase effectiveness, efficiency, et cetera. And I'm a, you know, everyone knows I'm a tech nerd. I love all that stuff. I love gadgets. And, but I think the gut check question for sales leaders is how much are you investing in technology versus how much are you actually investing in your people? Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, this, if all your investment is going into technology to improve sales, then all you're doing is you're just turning the screws down on the grind, really.
That's right.
You're not, you know, and you're saying, we want you to be high performance athletes. Good luck.
Right.
Right. And then we wonder why salespeople get burnt out and are, you know, either plateau or they crash and burn. And, you know, the reality is, I think as sales leaders, we need to take a really good, hard look in the mirror and go, what am I doing to invest? That, you know, it's so easy to kick that can as sales leaders down the hall to go, oh, we'll get around to that next quarter. We'll get around to that next quarter. We're hiring some people right now. We can't invest in them. You know what? Right. There's like all these excuses not to invest in your people. So sales leaders, but then also sales professionals. And this is the core of the audience. It's selling from the heart is sales professionals. You know, we've got to have that gut check moment, look ourselves in the mirror and go, what are we doing personally to invest in ourselves? Whether or not the company does, I've got to have an investment of health and all of these type of things. If you're coaching us as sales professionals that you know, are sitting here today going, holy smoke, this is like, oh, wow, cold glass of water here, right here at the beginning of 2022. Where would you say to start? Someone's, you know, is stressed out, maybe burned out. First of all, what are the signs? Like, what do you think the signs are? Like, what are three or four things you go, hey, these are alarm bells?
Yeah. I think irritability, you know, whether that's with coworkers, whether that's even, you know, hopefully not with your prospects, but it could spill over there. But also in your home, if it's showing up with, you know, depending on, you know, who the audience is, it could be with your roommate, it could be with your spouse, it could be with your children, you know, in your home. So I think irritability comes from a couple of things. One, a lack of sleep. It comes also from, you know, maybe hyper caffeinating, you know, one of the best things and a very simple thing that I did was removing caffeine in the afternoons. And that came from an intentional effort in focusing on my sleep as the foundation of a good work day. So there were some very simple things, again, going back to when the pandemic hit, when I wasn't on a plane every other week, jumping time zones, that moment brought me back to my soccer playing days in Europe when, again, I could have a structured day. I could have a structured environment and I could start managing my diet. I could start managing my effort. I started doing very simple things. And again, this is in the power of every individual listening here. You can do some of these small things. So I invested in something like a Whoop, a wearable, whether it's Whoop or whether it's Fitbit, whether it's Oura Ring. There are ways to start tracking behaviors and tracking very simple things like how much are you sleeping? Just because maybe you go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 6 a.m. doesn't mean you're getting 7 hours of sleep. How much sleep are you actually getting? How much sleep debt are you in? Because that will spill over into your performance when a C-level executive is pushing back on the ROI analysis that you're presenting or collaborating with others or even your ethics on, oh yeah, we can just do that. And then throwing it over the fence for the client partner or the account manager to take care of it because you just want to get a deal done because you're being pressured. So simple things like having a low sleep debt and managing your sleep can help prevent those you know minor things that can have a major impact. So sleep, I made that as like a foundational element. And then another thing that I started doing was understanding what I can control and what I couldn't control. And when you look at the long arc of a year, and in strategic selling, yes, I'm looking quarter by quarter, but really it's like, I want to perform over the long arc of a year because, long sales cycles with Fortune 50 level companies. And so when you look at the foundational element of a year, it's a single workday. And I wanted to understand what can I control in each workday so that I can leave the workday feeling satisfied. And I can control two elements of that day, what I do at the beginning, how I start my day, and how I end my day. I might not be able to control what happens in the middle of the day when I get a new email from a prospect or something goes wrong with a client or my CEO slacks me and says, I need something. I can't control those things, but I can control the start and the finish. And I came up with this framework. There are kind of two pieces, not that we need another acronym in sales, but I came up with something called DFC and PREP. And what DFC stands for is discipline, flexibility, and curiosity. So the way I look at my single workday is I want to start, and this really can apply with anything, with a start, middle, and end, like a sales engagement, a meeting, a phone call. But I'm going to start with discipline, like a world-class athlete. They go through a very specific warm-up routine to get themselves ready for training, intense training, or competition. So I want to start my day with discipline. I want to go through essentially a warm-up routine to get myself ready for competition or training. During the middle of the day, I need to be a bit more flexible. And I want to be flexible like a creative artist because they can get in the zone. They can change like a improv comedian. They can ebb and flow with the crowd. And then at the end of the day, I want to be curious like a scientist. Why a scientist? Well, a scientist can look back on an event and look back looking at the data, not with emotion. And when I can look at data objectively, then I can fundamentally say to myself, well, what should I do to be better? Where can I improve? And so that leads to PREP, which stands for plan, rest, effort, and perform. So planning tomorrow is the last thing I do every single workday. That allows me to brain dump, get everything out of my head into a trusted system, time block tomorrow, make sure that I know exactly what I want to do tomorrow. That allows me to actually close the laptop and be present in the other areas of my life. And instead of having work on my list or my eyes buried in my smartphone, I can actually have a real conversation and be present with my spouse. And then that's going to lead to good sleep. And then that rest will help me to give 100% effort the next day because I've already planned it out. I've gotten quality rest. And now I can give my all with intensity and focus on the high value, high leverage activities. And then finally perform, I can look back on my performance again, objectively and look at the data. Hey, what went well? How do I repeat that consistently? And what didn't go so well that I need to improve on? How do I get better at those things? Very simple frameworks, but highly, highly impactful, especially if you do them consistently every single day.
Oh, I'm gonna inject PREP into my afternoon because my thanks for sharing that, Brandon. That
so
was
so practical.
Because and our listeners know this, and Daryl knows this really well about me. I have the hardest time disconnecting.
Yeah.
Massively hard time disconnecting, which then becomes hard to be present in other things outside of work. So I'm gonna insert PREP, Daryl.
All right. Yeah, well, hey.
I'm throwing it down. That's Brandon. I'm throwing it.
We're holding you accountable, Larry. That's so good. Hey, Brandon.
I'll check in with you next week.
No, please do.
Hey, I just want to say thank you. This has been extremely helpful and practical, and you're a true inspiration. The way that you've taken your story and you're now helping other people with this, hats off, man. This is really great. And thanks for being a friend to Selling from the Heart, and thanks for sharing time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. This is a great conversation.
Fantastic. Larry, I think I am challenged to the core here. Oh. I felt like there were just so many different things to write down and put into action from this. But, you know, the real bottom line here is we've got to be present and engaged in life
at work and with our friends and family and all of that. And then there's the foundations behind these things that get put to the bottom of the list need to be at the top. And I love Brandon's perspective. It's a rough story that he went through, but the insights that he brought us today out of that adversity is priceless right now. And I think for everybody, whether you're finding yourself at the beginning of this year burnt out, maybe a little irritable, or you're starting to see some of those signs, like you're dreading driving to work or walking to the office, as the case may be, you know, and all of that, or whether you're doing all right now, but you don't want to get in that place of burnout. All of these things are extremely powerful and practical. And Larry, I'm going to hold you to this prep.
Yeah, no. And Daryl, please do. And Brandon, you hold me to it as well. But this was the biggest thing that this was my biggest takeaway is, and I can see where I'm personally lacking on this. And this is my personal commitment, but I'm making it publicly known, is I feel I have a great morning routine in discipline and how I start it. But my afternoon routine needs some work. And that's where I'm going to insert the PREP acronym, because I have a hard time disconnecting. And I think that's the biggest takeaway, is how you start your morning and how you can finish your afternoon so you can disconnect and be present.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I could talk about this for another 30 minutes. So we got to land the plane. I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about this in the insiders group.
Yeah, I know. I hope so. I think Brandon was looking right at me and he goes, man, I got you pegged.
Hey, these are the topics we talk about in the insiders group. And if you want to hang out with like-hearted sales professionals who are taking stuff like this and running with it and working to find fulfillment and success together, go to sellingfromtheheart.net/insiders. Join us free. And I want to say thank you to all the longtime listeners of the Selling from the Heart podcast. It's been an incredible pleasure having these conversations, and then all of the follow-up conversations that we get to have with you. And it's really awesome. But, you know, we're always wanting to improve the Selling from the Heart podcast. So we're open to your ideas. If you're a longtime listener, or if this is your first time, I want to encourage you to go to sellingfromtheheart.net/listener. We've got a brief questionnaire and survey, and we'd love to hear your feedback. What can we do better? What could we add? What would make this even more valuable for you as you grow in your sales career? So please take a look at that, sellingfromtheheart.net/listener. Thank you to everybody who is sharing this podcast, who's sharing it on social, leaving reviews. It helps us spread the word. Because really what we're doing here, Larry, is we're creating a movement of authenticity inside the sales profession. And it is incredibly exciting right now.
It's massively exciting. I'm just so glad that we get a chance to hang out together and just, I enjoy this ride. It's so amazing.
What a blast. Well, thank you, everybody. Until next time, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, build and execute a plan to deal with stress and burnout. And most of all, sell from the heart.